authors of a brand new book just came out this August 2017. It's called Red, White, and Who. It's the story of Doctor Who in America. John Lavelle, Stephen Hill, and Nick Seidler are here to explain all about this giant research project.
This was 700 pages of research they put together. That's amazing.
So you guys have put together a book, a history of Doctor Who in America, as a result of your love of Doctor Who and all your work with the Chicago TARDIS convention that you've been doing. How long have you been doing Chicago TARDIS? Since the beginning?
Yeah, since the beginning, 2000. Yep.
Wow. Tell us about Red, White, and Who. Tell us all about the huge research project that this was.
It certainly grew over time as we realized just what we had decided to do. Because once we started, and I kind of said to all of the co-writers, I don't want to leave anything out. And if we're putting something in, I want it to be detailed. I don't want it just to be surface or throw away a line or two about it. I want information and facts. And because we're going to be putting together what we hope would be a definitive reference book on material that has never been written about before. So, you know, the book certainly grew over time and the project expanded, and it took much longer than we had anticipated at first. We first announced it in 2011 and we said that it would be out in 2012. And now it's 2017 and it's just come out. So, a huge undertaking, but we also knew we wanted to do it right. We didn't want to forget anything, and we wanted to get as many stories, because it's not just the history, it's also people telling their personal stories of their own experiences with Doctor Who, because it's also not just a history of the show and its broadcast in this country, but fandom and fan experiences as well.
So, John, tell us about the 200 pages of index in this 700-page book.
Yes, it's possibly my fault that this went on for 8 years, because every time they said, hey, we're getting close to finishing, I would just uncover more stuff. I'm basically the researcher of the project, and so it just wouldn't stop. So the appendices are lists of fan clubs, lists of conventions, lists of TV stations that showed Doctor Who, lists of movie theaters that showed the Peter Cushing movies. It's lists, which is something that I like doing. So, so lots of lists. And there are two offshoot websites for the book that help feed the project.
Yeah.
Broadcast, which lists where Doctor Who aired all over the world and when, and the Doctor Who Cuttings Archive, which is a collection of newspapers and magazines about Doctor Who, and we use both of those sites to as research for the book as the beginning point.
And the first one is broadcast.org with a W in it, right? Broadcast, right?
Broadcast.
Yes.
But the W is silent.
DW in the middle there.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I came up with the name, and the day that I decided that that's what we were going to call the website, I did a Google search for Broadcast, and the only thing I came up with was typos.
Right.
You know, but then now I can track the history, because now if I do a search for it, I come up with genuine hits, and they're in the hundreds, if not thousands, and I can like sort of see the development of a new word. It's kind of been interesting in that respect.
Unfortunately, in the opposite direction, researching a show called Doctor Who that has two very common names and one of them that could be abbreviated,
right,
certainly hampered my quest.
Yeah. Right.
I remember we came across a whole bunch of articles where, like, this is the doctor who discovered the cure for cancer. And you're like, exactly. Doctor Who is in the middle of that. And you're like, oh, okay, another article I can just skip. Another article I can just skip, right?
So you end up searching for words like Dalek or Axon, Cyberman, things that are words that really only pertain to Doctor Who. And that's how you find references to Doctor Who in newspapers and magazines and things like that.
Yep. The trick to good Boolean searching, right?
Yeah, right.
So, absolutely.
Right.
So, 700 pages. You decided this was a research project that you were going to undertake. You decided this was not going to be another Doctor Who book of articles, because you've used so many writers in this. The whole Chicago TARDIS crew has been a part of this in some way or another. What should we know about these writers, about the dedication to making this giant thing happen?
Everybody was really excited about the project, and you know, it was an easy sell. I mean, I guess if you want to put it that way, because yeah, I mean, this is something that we know doesn't exist, and if we want it to exist, we're gonna have to do it ourselves, and we can't do it on our own. So we need the input from as many people as possible, and that's just not, you know, not just to get what they might know, but to get their local perspectives and their own personal experiences and get stories from each of them.
Yeah, there was sort of a mantra that we had very early on, and that was we would get together with other fans, mm-hmm. and people would like tell us like their story about Doctor Who, or like, oh my God, this is great, and we're like, oh man, somebody should write this down and put it in a book. And so very often we'll joke about, we realized that if it wasn't us who wrote it down, that it could be lost forever. And we didn't want it to lose that forever, right? So I think that was one of the tricks to how so many people got involved in the project, because we needed everyone's input. No single one person could have all of the experiences that are covered in the book. It's just impossible, because I can't watch Doctor Who in Milwaukee and watch Doctor Who in Los Angeles, for example. Like, I can only be in one place. And so we really relied a lot on, we had regional experts and we had people who helped us do some of the research, people who shared stories on the website, people who filled out some questionnaires for us. There was a phenomenal amount of input. And very often when, you know, we talk about the book at a convention, as we did here at Chicago TARDIS, we ask people in the audience to stand up. And everywhere we've been, there's been at least one or two, or at least, some cases as many as 10 people that have stood up in the audience that, yep, I helped. I helped in some way.
Directly contributed to.
How many writers do we have that are part of this project?
Well, so we have 6 credited authors on the cover, but our thank you list is 2 pages, because if anybody gave us any information or helped in any way, we wanted to make sure they were acknowledged in the book. So our thank yous are extensive, and hopefully we didn't misspell anybody's name.
Two people should stand up. If we ask that question in this room, those two people should stand up and say, yes, we helped.
Now, are they all in the Chicago Midwest area, or are they...
Nick, I think you mentioned the regional experts, right?
Sure, yeah, we mentioned the regional experts. We had regional experts from everyone. For the 6 primary authors, besides Rob and John, there's Rob Warnock, along with Steve Hill and John LaValle, who are being interviewed right now, all from the Chicagoland area, along with Jennifer Adams Kelly, who's also from Chicago. I'm from Milwaukee, which is kind of like a small suburb of Chicago, just to the north.
Northern suburb.
You know, as Nick Seidler. And then we also had another writer from New York, Jan Fennick, who you know, helped us as well. And she did a lot of the compilation of some of the fan stories that she worked on collecting and organizing to be a part of the book and stuff like that. So those would be the primary authors. But we really want to help give credit to all those other people who made it a reality, because we could not have done it alone. So
what we did is we put out a call. Thanks to another podcast, Radio Free Scaro, I did an interview there about a year before we wrapped up the project, and I said what we really need at this point is people to get in touch with us so that we can get stories from other regions of the country. We divided up into television markets, because that was a sensible way of doing it, and tried to find one or two people who could talk about those markets with as much in-depth knowledge as they could bring to the project. So when we convened that group, when we brought those people together into a mailing list, we started peppering them with questions. So tell us, can you think of any instance where your TV station, where your local station that was showing Doctor Who, made a mistake? Did they show the wrong episode, something out of order, start an episode in the middle? Did your episode get interrupted by a guy in a Max Headroom mask? Things like that.
30th anniversary of that, by the way, was just a couple of days ago. Yeah, that was quite a moment.
Yeah. So we had input from people across the country, and it wouldn't have been possible without that help, because it would have ended up being more of a history of the Chicago area, which wouldn't have been fair,
right?
And it wouldn't have been the project I would want to present to people. So that's why we involved them.
In the Chicago area, was PBS the broadcaster of the Doctor Who shows as you were watching them too?
Channel 11 always in Chicago, except for recent years when Channel 20 WYCC was showing Doctor Who.
And Channel 20 is shutting down in 3 days, so I think we're going to go all internet. I think BritBox is the only way to find classic episodes right now.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I'm in Milwaukee, and the Milwaukee Public Television Station currently airs Doctor Who. So if depending on where you are, it's still on PBS. So absolutely, I'll have these guys drive up and visit the cooler city. I'm just kidding.
You have to go as far as Rob's.
You can still stay in the state and get the signal, right? Like, okay.
Just stand on one foot and point the antenna in the right direction, like when we used to watch Fox.
Yep. I did that one summer. The Milwaukee station got more episodes than Chicago did. And I found out that one was airing in Milwaukee, and I took a small TV out onto the porch and directed the antenna, and whatever atmospheric, like hot summer nights, the analog signal went further, I think. Is that right?
Dry. Yeah, dry.
And so
night,
I could barely get Terror of the Autons, which we had not seen.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's commitment. Yeah. That's Doctor Who. That's Chicago TARDIS. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. That's such a fun project that I'm so glad that you brought to us this year. So we don't talk about what I want to talk about. What I want to thank you for. What I want to thank you for. It means so very much.